Before I bring the message this morning, I would like to make an announcement. The Lord willing, I'll be speaking Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday this week. That's April the 27th through the 30th in the courthouse in Paintsville, Kentucky. Now, that's every night at 7:30. I'll be speaking in Paintsville, Kentucky at the courthouse downtown, April the 27th through the 30th. That's Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. I'd like for you to come, invite someone, bring your family, your friends, and come to the courthouse in Paintsville, Kentucky, where I'll be speaking Tuesday through Friday this coming week. My subject this morning is entitled, To Seek is to Find. Now, if you jump to conclusions, you'll immediately say, well, he's going to preach on seek and ye shall find, knock and it shall be opened unto you. But that's not my subject there. I'm going to talk about something that's very vital, very personal, very important, and I think you need to hear it. And our text will be taken from the book of Jeremiah. Jeremiah chapter 29, verses 12 through 14. I want you to hear this message. There's a good possibility it'll clear up some things, it'll answer some questions. At least it'll provoke you to thought. I hope not just provoke you, but provoke you to thought. Jeremiah 29, 12 through 14. Then, God said, then shall you call upon me, and you shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken to you, and you shall seek me and find me when you search for me, when you shall search for me with all your heart, and I will be found of you, saith the Lord. Now, what's this all about? Well, Israel was down in Babylon in captivity. And the Lord God sent a message to Israel by the prophet. And this is part of the message. This is part of the directions that he gave to Israel by his servant. Back up above that, God said to them, I know my thoughts toward you. This is back there in verse 10 and 11. He said, I know my thoughts toward you, speaking to Israel by his prophet. My thoughts toward you are thoughts of peace, not of evil. I'll visit you, he said. I'll deliver you. I'll perform good toward you. However, you will remain in Babylon for 70 years. The time of deliverance has not come. The fullness of time has not come. God's day of deliverance and salvation for you has not come. You're going to stay in Babylon for 70 years. Now, you're going to marry and you're going to have children, raise families. You're going to stay in Babylon for 70 years. And then at my appointed time, I will deliver you. I will be merciful to you. I will bring you out of captivity and I'll return you to your land. I will do that. But he said, then you will call on me. Then you will pray unto me. Then you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. Now let me build a case here. First of all, I know this. These truths are undeniable. Number one, all spiritual blessings begin with God. They don't begin with men. They begin with God. All spiritual blessings. He said, I know my thoughts toward you. Now, I know your thoughts toward me, too. Your thoughts are thoughts of hatred and rebellion and enmity. The natural mind is enmity against God. I know your thoughts toward me, but I know my thoughts toward you. My thoughts toward you, God said, are peace. My thoughts toward you are good, not evil. I will be merciful to you. I'll give you peace and not evil. Herein is love. Not that we love God. He loved us. We love him because he first loved us. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. So all spiritual blessings begin with God. God's the fountain of mercy. God's the source of grace. It all begins with him. God is love, we're hate. God is light, we're darkness. God is truth, we're lies. God is good, we're evil. God is life, we're death. It all proceeds from him. So I know that to be a fact. Secondly, all spiritual blessings come to us from God freely. We don't pay for it, we don't earn it. God said, I will visit you. I will bless you. I will come to you. In Romans 3:24, Paul said, we're freely justified by his grace. The wages of sin is death. Yes, we've earned those wages. We deserve those wages. They're ours by merit. But the gift of God is eternal life to everyone that believeth. The gift of God in our Lord Jesus Christ. That's all spiritual blessings are from God. They originate with God. And they come to us freely. Freely. And thirdly, all of them are in Jesus Christ. Let me ask you a question. Why do so many serious and sincere people seek and never find God? Now you think about that. Why do so many, I believe sincere, serious, religious, moral people seek God and never find Him? I'll tell you why. They seek Him in the wrong place. God's in Christ. There's no way for you to have any kind of relationship with God except in Christ. No man cometh to the Father but by me. That's what Christ said. There's no way that you can have any knowledge of God apart from Christ. No man knoweth the Father save the Son, and he to whom the Son will reveal Him. That's just so. There's nothing deep or confusing about that. That's just the truth. This is the record. God hath given us eternal life. This life's in His Son. He that hath the Son of God hath life. He that hath not the Son of God shall never see life. Everything God has for sinners is in Christ. It pleased God that in Christ should all fullness dwell, and you're complete in Him. I know these things to be true. And if you'll read the Scriptures, and if your preachers will read the Scriptures, and if we'll teach the Word of God, you'll also see that they're true. Almost natural understanding tells you the truth, that anything good must come from God, because man's not good. God is good. And anything that comes from God to man has to come freely, because we don't have anything to contribute to God. God's independent without us. How can the creature contribute anything to the Creator? He made all things. He made us. He made everything we eat and drink and wear and enjoy. What can we add to Him? It's all His. God said, if I was hungry, I wouldn't ask you. If I was thirsty, I wouldn't ask you. The cattle on 1,000 hills are mine. And all that God gives to us is in Christ, the only perfect man, God-man. And fourthly, now you listen to this. This is the foundation of what I'm preaching. God said to Israel, He said, you're in captivity. You're going to stay there 70 years. There's a day appointed when I'll deliver you. I plan to deliver you. I know my thoughts toward you, thoughts of kindness, peace, not evil. I'll deliver you. But you'll call on me, and you'll pray to me, and you'll beg for deliverance, and you'll seek me. Now, here's the fourth thing that I know. Those who are given to Christ by the Father, and there's no need to deny that. The Lord Jesus 6 times in John 17 says, those that the Father gave me. In John 6:37, He said, all that the Father giveth to me shall come to me. This is the will of Him that sent me, that of all which He hath given me, I'll lose nothing but raise it up to the last day. God hath from the beginning chosen you to salvation. He's given us to Christ. We know that's so. Those who are redeemed by His blood, and we know that's the only way sinners are redeemed, by the blood of Christ, not by corruptible things such as silver and gold. We know the only way that sinners are forgiven is in the blood of Christ. God said, and I see the blood, I'll pass over you. Not by works of righteousness which we've done, but according to His mercy, He hath saved us. Therefore, by the deeds of the law shall no flesh be justified. Other foundation can no man lay than that which is laid, Christ. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. Go in and out and find pasture. You see, that's clear in the Scripture. But what I'm saying is this. Those who have been given to Christ and those who have been redeemed by Christ will truly seek Christ. They'll pray unto Christ. They'll seek Him. They'll cry unto Him with all their hearts. This is what God says to Israel. I know my thoughts toward you. I know what I've purposed to do for you. I know what I've planned to do for you through the surety. I will bless you. I will deliver you. I will bring you out. Deliverance will be free, but you are going to seek me. You're going to cry unto me with all your heart. You're going to call unto me. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. If a man never calls on the name of the Lord, he'll never be saved. That's true. Mark 16:15, our Lord told the disciples to go and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. No man will ever be saved who does not call on Christ. Now, man's not saved by praying. He's saved by Christ. But no man's ever prayed. No man's ever been saved who didn't pray. That's just so. No man's ever been saved by his calling on God. He's saved by the death of his son, but no man's ever been saved who does not call on God. That's just so. Well, some fellow says, well, I tell you what I'll do. I'll just sit in my rocking chair and fold my arms. If God will come, he will come. If God will bless, he will bless. If God will save, he will save. If God will love me, he'll love me. That man will be left in darkness. He'll be left in sin and confusion. He'll be left to face the judgment of God on his own. Here's what God is saying to Israel. Yes, I will come. I will come to you, but you'll come to me. Listen to this verse. All that my Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh I'll in no wise cast out. Yes, he'll come to you. No question about that. But you'll come to him. You'll come to him. Yes, he will call on you, but you'll call on him also. Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Yes, he will teach you. They'll all be taught of God. But every man that hath heard and learned of the Father, he cometh to me. God will teach, but you'll learn. Yes, sir. God will love you, but you'll love him too. It says, if any man love not our Lord Jesus Christ, let him be accursed when the Lord comes. That's so. Yes, he knows you. He said, I know my sheep, but I'm known of mine. I know my sheep. Other sheep I have which are not of this fold, them I must bring, and they shall be one shepherd and one fold. You'll know him. This is eternal life, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom he has sent. Let me tell you something. No man will ever find God who does not seek God. And no man will ever seek God who does not need God. And no man will ever need God until he's awakened by the Holy Spirit and has that need revealed to his heart. But that will be done. The Holy Spirit will regenerate and quicken that sinner and break his heart and strip him and knock his foundations out from under him. And he'll realize his need of Christ. He'll realize that all others fail. And he'll look to Christ and he'll call for mercy and cry for grace and seek the Lord with all his heart. That's so, my friend. You say, how is that consistent with sovereignty and how is that consistent with responsibility? I don't know how it is. I just know it's consistent with the Word of God. I'm not trying to be consistent with myself or you or Baptist doctrine or anybody else's doctrine. I'm trying to tell you what God says. He came to Israel and he said, I've got good thoughts toward you. I know your thoughts toward me are not good, but I've got good thoughts toward you. Peace and not evil. I'll deliver you. That's my purpose and plan. I'm going to set you free. You're my people. I'm going to bring you out of captivity and take you back to your glory. But you'll call on me. You'll cry unto me. You'll seek me. And when you do, you'll find me. I hold these truths to be clear from the Word of God. The Lord God, in his covenant mercy, has purposed to have a people like Christ. Secondly, the Lord God has chosen those people out of all humanity, out of every tribe, kindred, nation, tongue, and people under heaven, and given them to Christ, and made Christ their surety, their representative, their federal head. The Lord Jesus came to this earth in human flesh, and as a man, he obeyed the law. He was tempted, tried, and tested as we are, yet without sin. He fulfilled and imputed to us a perfect righteousness as his people. He went to the cross, and there he bore God's wrath in our stead. He was wounded for our transgressions. By his stripes we're healed. The Holy Spirit comes in due time to regenerate, to quicken, to awaken, to bring forth the dead from spiritual graves and call them to faith in Jesus Christ. But every one of these people whom God hath purposed to save, whom Christ hath redeemed, and whom the Holy Spirit calls, they will cry for mercy. They'll cry unto the Lord out of their trouble. They'll cry unto the Lord from their graves. They'll cry unto the Lord from their distress. And they'll seek him with all their hearts. And when they do, they'll be saved. And they'll be found of him. It's a sure sign. Now, let me tell you something. And let this ring loud and clear. It's a sure sign that a man is not one of God's own who does not seek the Lord. That's a sure sign. Not a doubt about it. That's a clear sign. That's a clear evidence. A man does not belong to God. He is not one of God's elect. He is not one of Christ's people. He's not an object of God's affection if he never seeks the Lord. But it's a mighty good sign that a man belongs to God if he seeks the Lord. It's a mighty good sign. If he cries for grace, if like the publican in the temple, he cries, "Lord, be merciful to me, a sinner." If, like the thief on the cross, at some time in his life, with sincerity of purpose and heart, he cries, "Lord, remember me." Like the woman with the issue of blood who crawled on her hands and knees, saying in her heart, "If I can just get to Christ." Like Bartimaeus of old, who couldn't see the sun, who was blind from birth, but reached out with those arms and cried from his sightless position, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." You reckon he'd ever been healed if he hadn't called? Reckon the thief on the cross had ever been saved if he hadn't called? Reckon the publican in the temple had ever been saved if he hadn't called? I'll tell you, no, sir. No, sir. You say, "But they will call." That's all right. They will call. Have you called? Well, no, I haven't. Then are you one of his own? If you were blind like Bartimaeus, you'd call. If you were dying like the woman with issue of blood, you'd call. If you were in your 11th hour like the thief, you'd call. But you've never been in distress. That's what God said to Israel. You'll call out of your distress. If God brings your heart down to labor and brings you down low enough in despair and sin, you'll call. You'll call. You'll call. Let me show you something, three or four things as we close. First of all, he said, "You'll seek me and find me." Now, my friends, it'll help us to stop with each word. First of all, he said, "You will seek me." You will. Now, it's not let's all go to Christ. Let's all of us get together now and form an army and attack the throne of heaven. No, sir. This thing of salvation is a personal matter. I'm not saying you accept Jesus as your personal Savior. I'm saying you bow to the Lord of glory. You bow to the Savior of sinners. You bow to the Redeemer of rebels. You bow down. Whatever he does with you. Whether he saves you or damns you, he's still Lord. Whether he has mercy on you or passes you by, he's still Lord. He's going to be Lord whether you reign with him or whether he reigns without you. But I'm talking about this. You will seek him. You will. It's not mom and daddy and all the kids. It's you. You will. With the heart man believeth. With the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Peter, do you love me? The other disciples were sitting over there by themselves. He had Peter isolated, and he leveled his finger between his eyes, and he looked straight into his soul, and he said, "Peter, do you love me?" And that's what I'm asking you. Do you love Christ? You. You shall. I love the shalls and the must and the wills of God's Word. God doesn't say they might. They ought to. They could, perhaps. They shall. You shall seek. Thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power. Other sheep I have which in others fold, them also I must bring. And they shall hear my voice, and they shall be one fold. I like that. Almighty God declares his purpose from the beginning. He said, "I declare the end from the beginning and from ancient times of things that are not yet done." You shall seek. Seek. How does a man seek God? Where does a man seek God? Well, I told you a while ago, the only place to seek God is where God is, where he's revealed, where he's manifested, where he's vested himself, his presence, back in the Old Testament days. In the wilderness, the place to seek God was in the tabernacle. That's where God dwelt. That's where God met man and men met God was the tabernacle, the Holy of Holies. That's where the Ark of the Covenant was. That's where the mercy seat was. That's where the cherubim was. That's where the Shekinah glory was. Seek God where he is. Christ is our tabernacle. God will meet you in Christ, or God will meet you at the judgment. And you'll meet God in Christ, or you'll meet God at the judgment. You'll see. Where does a man seek God in Christ? In his Word. These things are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, and believing you might have life through his name. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Also, a man will seek God in the preached Word. God had chosen by the foolishness of preaching. That which we call foolishness is the power of God unto salvation. that which we call sheer nonsense. Who wants to sit and listen to a man preach, 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 preach? Well, most men, I don't want to listen to them either. I'm on your side. Somebody said to me one time, if you knew what I had to listen to every Sunday, you wouldn't urge me to go to church. Well, I more or less agree with you. I wouldn't go either if I had to listen to a lot that you have to listen to. But I tell you, if you can find somebody preaching the Word, the gospel of Jesus Christ, then go and hear it, because God will reveal Himself in the preached Word. Also seek Him among His people. I like what Moses said to his father-in-law. Come with us. Come on, go with us. We'll do thee good. God manifests Himself among His people. That's where you seek the Lord. You'll seek, now watch this, you shall seek Me. You don't seek the blessing. I know a lot of people come to the front and seek the blessing. Well, you might find something. You might find another spirit. You might find a blessing that you think's a blessing that turns out not to be a blessing. You better not seek the blessing. Satan can give you a form of feeling, blessing, a lot of things. Peace there where there is no peace. Don't you seek the blessing. Don't seek even forgiveness alone. You might find some kind of peace. I'm serious. I'm telling you the truth. You might find a peace of presumption. You talk about just peace at any price. Well, the grave offers peace too. No place as peaceful as a cemetery. That's the most peaceful place on earth. There's nobody coming out, nobody going in. There's nobody making too much noise out there. And you might find the peace of spiritual death. Don't seek peace. Don't seek the covenant. Don't seek and find out if you're one of the elect. Don't even seek assurance. What did He say? You'll seek Me. Me. If you get to Christ, you'll have everything Christ is and has and gives. Don't seek these things. You'll fool around and find some of them without Christ. Temporary blessings. Seek Him. Israel, let Israel hope in the Lord. With the Lord there's mercy. Too many religionists are satisfied with the form and the ceremony and the rules and the doctrines and the constitutions and creeds and bylaws and catechisms and all these things, customs. I want Him. Read the Song of Solomon. My beloved is mine and I'm His. I've got to have Christ. Christ is real. Christ is personal. Christ dwells in us. Christ lives in us. I've got to have Him. And you've got to have Christ. You shall seek Me. You see, if you have Him, you have forgiveness. You have the blessing. You have assurance. You have the covenant. You have all of these peace and rest. He is our peace. He is our rest. He is our wisdom. But don't seek these things. I warn you, please, don't seek these blessings, these gifts. I know people who seek tongues and seek prophecy and seek healing and seek all these things. And there's another spirit. There are principalities and powers and rulers of the darkness and spiritual wickedness in high places, and they give things and do things remarkably. You remember when Moses threw down his rod and became a serpent, and those pagan wise men of Egypt duplicated the feat. Now you be careful. You seek Christ. And whatever He has for you now, whatever He's pleased to give you now, whatever He's pleased to do with you now, that's His business. That's His providence. That's His prerogative. But seek Him. He said, when you search for Me with all your heart, with all your heart. Now, I know God doesn't work apart from the mind. I know a man can't seek what he doesn't know. He can't trust an unrevealed Christ. But salvation's a heart work. It's not mental acceptance of facts. It's not seeking the denomination or the religious creed that appeals most to you. It's a heart work. Repentance is a heart work. Faith is a heart work. Listen to the Scripture. Keep your heart out of it of the issues of life. My son, give Me your heart, God said. With a heart man believeth unto righteousness. The sacrifices of God are broken heart and a contrite spirit. God looks not on the outward countenance, but on the heart. One of the charges our Lord brought against the religionists of His day, He said to them, you call Me Lord with your lips, but your heart's afar from Me. And that won't do. It just won't do. You believe in one God, the devil believes in God, but he doesn't love God. We must seek Him with a true heart, not a false heart, not a divided heart, not a double heart, not half a heart, but a sincere and true broken heart. I don't know how to make this clear to you. I've tried and tried and tried. But religion is one thing. Salvation is an entirely different matter. Now, you may be satisfied with religion, but I'm not. I want to know Him whom to know is life eternal. I want to win Christ and be found in Him. I want to know Christ and the power of His resurrected life. I want a union with Jesus Christ. And the Lord makes it plain that those who come to Him, they come in heart. And coming in heart, they come completely, like old Caleb. Caleb followed the Lord fully. You know what Caleb means? Old faithful dog. That's exactly what it means. Come continually to whom coming as unto a living stone. Come willingly. Whosoever will, let him take the water of life. Thy people shall be willing. Come lovingly. Lovingly. We love Him because He first loved us. Come obediently, falling at His feet, my Lord and my God. Come empty-handed. Don't bring anything. Don't bring your time, talents, tithe, or anything else. Just come as you are, without one plea, but that His blood was shed for thee, and that He bids thee come to Him. O Lamb of God, I come. In my hands no price I bring. Simply to the cross of Christ I cling. Sink or swim, I go to Him. If I go to hell, I'll go to hell looking to Christ, believing on Christ, trusting in Christ, and clinging to His cross. Now, that's the way you come. It's a heart faith and a heart union and a heart reception. My Jesus, I love Thee. I know Thou art mine. For Thee, all the follies of sin I resign. My gracious Redeemer, my Savior art Thou. If ever I love Thee, my Jesus, now. You'll seek me, He said, and find me. When you search for me, not as a hobby or a sideline or a religious persuasion or a fit of emotion or out of fear or out of covetousness, but when you seek me with all your heart, when nothing else matters like a relationship with Christ, and I'll be found of you, and I'll be found of you. What a promise. Seek me. And you'll find me when you search for me with all your heart. And I'll be found of you. If you want this message, it's on cassette tape. There are two messages on this tape. I brought one last Sunday on the preacher's commission. And the other I brought this morning on seeking is to find. Seeking. To seek is to find. Write me and mention the time you heard the message and send $2. That covers all the expenses. Till next week, God bless you is my prayer.